Just last week, the coastal city of Imperial Beach, California, joined two other coastal counties in California, Marin and San Mateo, in announcing they're suing more than three dozen big oil, gas, and coal companies to help pay for the damages caused by climate change, pointing to the emissions the companies directly produced and the cover-up at least one company undertook. After President Trump announced U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement, mayors across the country signed pledges to honor and uphold the goals of that accord. The mayor of Imperial Beach did that as well. But in addition to hiring a group to plan how to deal with the future impact of climate change, he's now concerned with who's paying for it. Serge Dudina is the mayor of Imperial Beach. Mayor Dudina, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And your city near the Mexican border there is surrounded by water, three sides. You've got the San Diego Bay, the Tijuana Estuary, and the Pacific Ocean. So how are you seeing sea level rise in particular?
Yeah, you know, I've been obsessively documenting what's been happening on our coast since I'm a surfer, since I was a kid in 1977. I've been in my city that long, and so I'm 53 now. So I have a lot of data, memory data backed up basically to really look at what's been happening on our coast. And the last few years, especially with El Nino, we've seen the worst coastal flooding that we've ever seen in our history, especially on our bayfront. But we have the south end of what's called Seacoast Drive, our beachfront drive, is basically filled with water most of the winter. And that's what the Unit of Concerned Scientists have just called in a recent report, chronic inundation. So what you're seeing in Virginia and in Florida, you're also seeing in places like Imperial Beach. So it really sort of woke us up to the reality of what's going to be coming at us with a report that we commissioned to look at the impacts of sea level rise on our city.
Well, and so you're seeing an even worse impact in the future. But how do you think a lawsuit against these companies is going to work? Because as you know, the Alaskan village of Kivalina has been hit with violent storms associated with melting sea ice. Some of these villages in Alaska are scheduled to disappear. In 2008, that village sued oil and coal companies to pay for relocation costs. They lost.
Yeah, so we have a couple of things going for us. First, we're working with some of the world's top scientists who've looked at the impact of carbon, what's called cumulative carbon. So they've actually measured the carbon put into the atmosphere by these companies. So they know that the carbon emissions from these corporations have accounted for a large percentage of the carbon in the environment over the last few decades. Number two, we have the smoking gun documents issued by companies like ExxonMobil, who ironically donated some of their documents to the University of Texas Library, where I got my PhD at the University of Texas. So a little happy about that, that connection. But basically, these companies in their documents acknowledged the impact of sea level rise and climate change, what would happen from their own activities, and talked about the need to change. Then they switched course and carried out their Merchants of Doubt campaign, which has resulted now in our current administration basically pulling out of the Paris agreements and just basically doubting that climate change and sea level rise is something that's happening.
Well, in these documents that you're talking about, you're referring to some of the work by the nonprofit journalism group Inside Climate News, working with the Los Angeles Times. They found that ExxonMobil and other, you know, big players conducted this internal research going back to the 1980s. They knew about ties between fossil fuels and climate change. There's a chain of emails and documents showing that. You've got state attorneys general in New York and Massachusetts investigating whether ExxonMobil did what these documents appear to show, you know, knew one thing, but as you said another, even though internally they knew about the impact of climate change. And you've got ExxonMobil shareholders filing a class action lawsuit saying that the company misled them on the financial risks associated with climate change. So you got all that going for you. But still, you know, you have people like Michael Berger, who studies climate change law at Columbia University, saying that particular emissions came from particular companies. That's a long chain of causation. That's a tough legal case.
Yeah, you know, we're a tough town, and we'll take our chances in court because the reality is we have no chance with rising seas. We have to spend tens and tens of millions of dollars. You know, about 30% of our city will be impacted by coastal flooding in the future. We'll lose 90% of our Seacoast Drive. Two elementary schools won't be impacted, and just the cost of moving a sewer line inland will cost us $10 million soon. So we're not too worried about a court case. We're really more worried about the real world of sea level rise that we have to face and these corporate polluters cost.
A couple of things. You know what the industry has long said. This is something like the attacks on the tobacco industry that ended up being successful. But for the longest time, the tobacco industry could separate themselves with what people did with their products. Here, the oil industry is saying, unlike tobacco use, there's no direct connection between energy companies and global warming's effects on individual people. In between, there were cars, you know, the car industry that didn't consider emissions as soon as they should have. There are lawmakers who dismissed any notion and still do of man-made climate change. So the oil industry is saying, well, no, we're quite far removed from this problem, unlike the tobacco industry, which was direct to consumers.
Yeah, you know, again, we're a simple blue-collar city, and we don't have real complicated and fancy communications experts and corporate attorneys to spin climate, but we have seen the science. And, you know, we're in a reality-based state in California where we acknowledge and address the very real issue of climate change and sea level rise. And as a super cool, gorgeous beach town on the Mexican border, we think it's important that cities like ours take responsibility and hold these corporate polluters responsible, but more importantly, make sure they pay the cost of the very real harm they're doing to cities like ours and hopefully cities across the country and the planet.
That's Imperial Beach, California Mayor Serge Dudina. His city has filed a lawsuit against fossil fuel companies to collect damages for the impact of climate change. Mayor Dudina, we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, the mayor is also executive director of Wild Coast. That's a nonprofit environmental group. And he says the law firm Cher Edling is absorbing the cost of that lawsuit. And we contacted the Western States Petroleum Association, an industry group, for a response. They tell us in a statement that they are aware of the lawsuit, are monitoring the situation closely, but do not comment on active litigation.